middle of the section called Tzias, which towards the end, in fact, he brings in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is a long story. It's the same story as in Bavli. In Bavli, it gives a name to the person that calls him Abachokia. And in Yerushalmi, it just says the Chasida de Kvar Imi, the Chasid of the city, of the village of Imi. The whole thing that the Chachamim went to him to get rain, he should daven for rain. And there's a whole story. The part of the story Reb Chaim wants is that they asked him, why does your wife wear rotten ugly clothing all day, and when you come home, she dresses up? So he told them, because when I'm not home, she doesn't want any man to be attracted to her. So she wears turn-off clothing. And when I come home, she doesn't want me to be attracted to any other woman. So she wears beautiful clothing. That's what he's going to quote. Now, the Chassidah de Kvar Imi, he said, Karahava Betura, when he was working in the mountain, it's a love shamanim tzoy, and she wore dirty clothing. She said, he explained it to them, that nobody should look at her. The Karolim and Tura, when he came home from the mountain, he loved Shemanim Nikiyim, beautiful clothing. So Yitin died to Bishach Eretz, he shouldn't look at anybody else. The King Kos, Kol Kachi Kvidu Azeb. Actually, Yaisi Min Yitin. Somebody should please do themselves. And Rabbi Yaisi Di Min Yukras, Amar Lebito, Isubi Leafrech, Gemara in Tainus, that people were looking at his daughter, she was so beautiful, so he said, it's better for you to die by your custom of Bnei Adam, and she died. But Rambam custom, Tzivu Chacham HaLayisha take Tznua B'tach Beitza, even in her own house, it could be Tznua. Tzrachik Min Akir Min Adayim L'Kir, she should stay for something, away from something that's not clean, and things similar to that. They get dressed up extra, and therefore they entice people to look at them. There's a lot to speak about. Fortunate is the woman that's careful. She shouldn't look to see how her friends are dressing, and for sure not look at the prutzais. That'll be a schus for her to get righteous children with Tamil Chachamim. That'll be Tamil Chachamim. And she will establish a house that will be a point of teferes of glory. Kina. Shleiman Melech Olam Hashem. What? I have no idea. I never was a girl in the students. I can't tell you. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't. I teach girls once a week for 40 minutes, and I don't teach about... I stay away out of Abba. Whenever they ask me questions, I always tell them, these are the kind of questions you want to ask your lady teachers, not me. Because it's, you know, these are things that ladies should discuss with ladies. You know, I can give them a general outline. They ask me how long I pass them, but I don't. That's not my... So I'm Abba L'chol of HaShalom Amar. Re'isli Anias Kol Amo B'skol Kishren Hamaitza. I've seen all the Amo is the toil. Oh, Kishron HaMaisa, as he translate that?
Skillful enterprise.
Ki kinas ishmereyu. It's all built on jealousy. Midas akin avshal apamim hitayva. Sometimes jealousy is a positive. K'mash kasev kinas seifim tarba chachma. Aber b'mokim she'ein hitayva, he mid the ruah ma'ayit. Now, kinas seifim tarba chachma. I don't know what Reb Chaim is going to say. What I'm saying now, he might say the opposite for Arno. But the way I understand it is, there's nothing wrong. Complete people please mute themselves. Boy, I wonder if he has this on there. Means I don't mind what you have. I also want to have. It's not that I want to have, you not want to have. My Rebbe used to not like, Rabbi Weinberg said, did not like when people ran contests that the winner gets. He held that's Yavan, to have a winner and a loser. He held that you should have a contest that anybody that hits a certain bar gets the prize. Because what happens is, let's say they have a Mishnayos contest. So I have to hope for two things. Number one, that I learned the most Mishnayos, and number two, that you learn less. Because if you learn as much as me, then I don't win. So part of what I have to hope for, right, I take a test, I want to get the highest grade, so So I have to hope that I ace it and that you don't ace it. He said, that's not a right kinnah. Kinnah aside from Kaiba Chachma means I want to also perform. I want to perform. I see you're performing. I want to also perform. Not that you shouldn't perform. We will continue with Hashem tomorrow. Okay, we are in the Gemara, I believe. There's no test this week. There'll be a test in the middle of next week when we finish off this month, whenever that is, either Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know how long it'll take us. And at that point, there'll be the test that people can keep over the summer or put it in my Gemara. Okay. I believe we're up to Amar Rava, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the seventh line up from the bottom of the narrow lines, Amar Vavim and Aleph, the last word on the line, Amar. Again, seven lines before the end of the narrow lines, and the last word on the line is Amar. Amar Rava, Hilchos Taychus Man Kilifnei Zman, a girl or a boy, the get Shemanim, during the last year of their katnus, either during year 11 of a girl or during year 12 of a boy, is like having Sabanim before that, which means it does not count in halacha. Which means, if we pass it that way, that those two saras don't count even if they stay beyond bas bar mitzvah. Because as I explained a number of times, and I'll explain it one more time, is that we pass it not like Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, who said that if they have hair that develops between 9 and 12 and it stays on afterwards, it counts as stasaris. It doesn't count stasaris till it grows after the time when they become, after the age, either the day of or after the age of a girl turning 12 and a boy turning 13. So the hair that grows during the year before doesn't count for anything. That's how we paskin tayachman kilifneizman. Rab Shmuel bar Zit by Shmuel bar Zutra, Matnil Shmaita the Rabbi Bahai Lishna. He had Rabbi say it in a different way. He didn't say halacha. He had a story, a case, and from there we see how Rabbi Paskin. Same thing. The result is going to be the same. The Rabbi Paskin's Teisman is Kilufnezman, but instead of just saying halacha Teisman Kilufnezman, he had Shmuel bar Zutra had Rabbi saying a statement. And I'm sorry. Saying that statement, and then from there deriving the Rabbah holds Taisman Kilufnezman. Let's learn Rashi. Rashi's all the way up. Masni Lishmaitza the Rabbah Baha'i Lishna. I would say it's about 15 lines into the narrow lines. Beginning of the line. Masni Lishmaitza the Rabbah Baha'i Lishna. The Shamut Minei Nambi Taisman Kilufnezman. You will figure out that that's Rabbah's opinion. Meaning there's no machlokes what Rabbah said. The machlokes is how he said it. Did he just say, halacha is this way? Or did he say a halacha that from there we see that was his opinion? So what was the halacha that Shmuel bar Zutra quoted? Amar Rabbah. This is the way he quoted it. Tana kol yud beishana, the ma'anis v'ilachas. There's halacha that this. Biblically speaking, a father can marry off his daughter from the day she's one day old till she's 12 and a half. But what happens if there's no father? So then the Rabbanan came along and instituted a marriage, a rabbinic marriage, and that marriage is a marriage to Rabbanan. And they allowed the girl to walk out of that marriage. And the process of walking out of that marriage, Chazal called miyun, means she refuses to stay married. Miyun word means refuse. And her mother or brothers married her off, and the Gemara in Kedushin is Mashma, she could have married herself off also, but we're not going to get involved with that. We'll stick to what Rashi says, mothers and brothers, right? They married her off. It's rabbinic. Biblically, they have no permission to marry her off. It's a rabbinic marriage that Rabbanan instituted, but they gave the girl a right to walk out of the marriage. I found out yesterday, which was to me, again, something I didn't know, but a lot of things out there that I don't know, is that miyun can only be done during her last year of katnus. I always thought you could do it at any age. That if they marry off at 9, she could walk out at 9. Marry off at 10, she could walk out at 10. I saw yesterday that the Ritva says and seems other rich items say as well, that miyun has to be by a girl that's already somewhat intelligent. But if a 9-year-old wants to walk out, we ignore it. It's only when she's in the last year of katnus to be with a chiddush. I never do that. But then again, as I said, there's a lot of other things I didn't know, and I don't even know it's a machlokes rishayim because I only saw one opinion brought down. That doesn't mean there's no machlokes rishayim, but I only saw one opinion brought down that miyun could only be done during that last year. Anyway, so it.
Says that right here.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't say when it starts. He just says she can continue doing miyun the whole 12 year. It doesn't say that she can start doing miyun, meaning. I would have told you that Rava is just saying when miyun stops, because that's what he's stressing. The next line, Mikan ve'elach, the minute she turns 12, Einim ma'anis. She can't do miyun anymore. Right, so I always understood that Rava was saying when miyun ends, not when miyun starts. He said she can continue doing miyun all year 12, but has to stop at the end of 12. But I didn't think Rava was telling you when it starts. The Midrash saying it's only during year 12. That's how he learns it. Again, I told you it's a chiddush to me. I didn't know this. So I learned something new. Ve'ein
hacholetes. Yes? Do I remember incorrectly or correctly that miyun is more than just walking out and has to be involved based in?
No, it does not have to involve based.
I thought we learned she has to say something in particular.
She has to say, I'm walking out. I don't like you. The Gemara has a whole different way of how she can do it. The Gemara has a list of ways she can do it in Ksubas. She does not need Bezin. She does not. What? Well, I can show you later on. I don't remember daf numbers. You, Rabbi Schutz, come, so we'll find it for you immediately. I mean, I would be able to find it for you, but I'm not going to go looking for it now. It's going to take me 5 minutes.
So, there are other opinions about this, but there's laws that everyone else.
Again, I said, I don't know. To me, it was a new thing. But I didn't see brought down that there are those that argue. All I'm saying is it's something new that I learned yesterday. I don't know if there's an argument. I don't know. Weiter. Mikan ve'eluch, einim amenes ve'einu chaletis. We don't let her do miyun, but we don't allow her to do chalitza, which requires her to be a gdaila, to be a mature adult, right? So the question is, you just contradicted yourself. You said she can't do miyun, right? That means you're considering her adult. But at the same time, you don't let her do chalitza. That means you're not considering her adult. So make up your mind. That's the Gemara's kasha and Rava. Hagufa kasha. Amit einim amenes, amit daylehi. By saying she can't do miyun, you're qualifying that she's no longer a ktana. Igdaylehi tachlites. So if she's a gdaila, why can't she have chalitza? Why can't she do chalitza? That's the Gemara's kasha. So Krashi, Mema'enes Ve'lechas, Ve'ein Chayshish in Shema Evias Be'saris. What Rav is trying to say is during that year, don't worry that she became an adult, because adults can't do miyun. Don't worry about it. That Filu Evia, even if she would bring two hairs during that year, Shumanin, it's a wart, V'haynu Transman Kiluf Neizman. That's how Rav expresses, Kohen Trev Shmuel Bar Zutra, that's how he expresses that during year 12, she cannot become a gdaila even if she has two heirs, because it's considered like before that. It's not, she can never become a gdaila. Yesterday we had a machlokes, the woman develops two heirs during that year, does she have an early adulthood? Rav is pasking, no, she doesn't. Therefore, during year 12, don't even bother worrying about whether she's an adult or not. Before she becomes 12 years old again. During year 12 means when she's 11, right? Einim amenes, shem heviya. Maybe she has two saris. The achshav habi simon, and now it's a simon. The la'ach is manu. It's after 12, after she turned 12 years old, which she started year 13. Then yivamahi lechashvina l'gadayla nichalitza. However, if she's a yivama waiting for chalitza, she's not chalitza ve'ena chaletis. And that's the kasha. Make up your mind. Is she a ktana? Is she a gdayla? That's the question the Gemara asks on Rava. Zok the Gemara gdayla he mevia. If she bought Shnei Saris, she's a gdaila. So Manasha, if she's Tana, she's a gdaila. The Chitay Mazak the Gemara, Misapkalei, that Rabbi says it's a suffix. We don't know what her status is, right? The Chitay Mazapkalei, because we don't know whether she has Shnei Saris or not. Therefore, we can't let her do Mian, because she maybe has Shnei Saris. And we can't let her do Chalitza, because maybe she doesn't have Shnei Saris. That would be a resolution how to resolve this apparent contradiction in Rava. On one hand, Rava says she's no longer a Ktana. On the other hand, he says she's not a Gdaila. The answer is, we don't know. If she has Shnei Sarah, she's a Gdaila. If she doesn't, she's not. But since we don't know, we have to treat her the Chumrah. She can't do Mian and she can't do Chalitza. That would be a good resolution to this apparent contradiction in Rava.
That wasn't his solution, though. Right? That was not his solution. But why?
He said, don't do either, because we don't know. It would be a perfect solution. Can't do Mian, because maybe she has Shnei Saris, and she can't do Chalitza, because maybe she doesn't. It would be a perfect resolution to Rava. The problem is, this is the famous Chazaka to Rava. Rava says, any girl that turns 12, don't even bother checking if she has Shnei Saris. Chazaka have Simanim. Assume that she has Shnei Saris. So here's Rava telling me that you can assume that any girl that turns 12 got Shnei Saris and she's a Gdaila. So why no Chalitza? So you want to tell me he doesn't know? But he does know. He says himself. This is called Chazaka de Rava, because Rava uses the word Chazaka, assume. Chazaka de Rava in Halacha means Rava's sack that you can assume that a 12-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy have Shnei Saris. So if Rava says that, let her do Chalitza. Now, halachically, this is not going to be a problem as we see the Gemara works it out. But we're still at the beginning of the Gemara. Right? We might know more than the Gemara knows at this point. So let the Gemara do its thing.
The girl that her father or mother made.
I cannot hear a word you just said.
The girl whose father marries her
is biblically married, and she can't get out of the marriage.
Do they have Kiddushin?
The father got the Kiddushin.
Okay. So what was the fear of not having Chalitza?
We're talking about a girl that didn't get married biblically.
Right. Why don't they make Chalitza to a woman?
What?
Why did they do Chalitza?
Because the Torah says Chalitza can only be by an adult. The Torah never allowed Chalitza to Drabana. I mean, Drabana never instituted it.
I'm just asking why.
Again, I'm trying to figure out why would they do that. Let's go back. This girl got married rabbinically. She can walk out. So if her husband dies, she's free. She doesn't have to do Yibum.
So the father took a stock kiddushin on her behalf?
If the father married her off, she's married biblically. She can't walk out. Okay, so I understand what you're missing, which piece of information, and it's my fault. Mir and Chalitza do not happen to the same girl. Because Mir happens to a girl that's rabbinic marriage, and Chalitza happens to a girl that's biblical marriage. So when we say she can't be Mamayan, we're talking about a girl that got married rabbinically. And we say she can't do Chalitza at 12, we're talking about a girl that got married biblically. It's not the same girl. Because if the girl got married rabbinically, she can always walk out. She doesn't have to have Chalitza. Even after her husband dies. She can be Mamenes Lizikasa. It's a Gemara and Yevamos. We're not going to get involved in that now.
But when she turns 12, she's biblically married, no?
It depends. It's all going to be discussed right now. No answer to that question. So the simple way of learning is to say, it's true, it could turn into a biblical marriage, and we'll talk about that. But at this point, Mian happens to a girl that's married rabbinically, Chalitza happens to a girl that's married biblically. So the Gemara's kasha is, how can you say that Rava doesn't know if she developed Shnei Saris when Rava told us we do know? So we're back to the question. This girl turned 12, she can get Chalitza. Why does Rava say Eina Chalitza? Zogti Gemara, Hani Mili Bistama. Rava said it, if you don't know differently. Avahocha de Batku Vilayash Bechulai. Here they checked, and they didn't find Shnei Saris. They didn't have to check. Had they not checked, at this point, the Gemara, had they not checked, she could have had Chalitza. But they checked her, and they found no Shnei Saris. So she's not an adult. So therefore, she can't have Chalitza. That's what Rabbi meant when he said, Eina Chalitza. Rashi, Zot Rashi, B'chi Teima Mesapkele, We don't know what the chastised Saris. Hilkach mi un loy, do mehevia, no mi un because maybe she brought chastised Saris. The chalitza nami loy, shemeloy hevia, and no chalitza because maybe she didn't bring. But mifshab chitalei l'rabba, that even the gil the klaus in the seha, once she reaches the right ears, the vada hevia. Zok the Gemara, hani milu le'inyan, don't trashy, hani milu inyan chalitza, the astil the michlitz, La'achar's man, ubedaknu. No, that's weiter. This Rashi is weiter. We'll wait for the Gemara. So enter the Gemara. That the case of Rav is talking about, we checked her. She didn't have Tzaris, so no Chalitza. Correct the Gemara, see Hachi Tamoin. So let her do me in. That means she's not a Gdaila. That means she's still a Ktana. Ktana can do me in. Rav said, ain't him a Mamedes. Rav says, 12, no more me in. Manasha, did you check her? If you didn't check her, she can get Chalitza. If you did check her, so she, and you didn't have hair, let her do me in. She doesn't have state iris. So we're back to the question. What is your case? Which girl can do me in and can't have Chalitza? Again, biblical marriage, rabbinic marriage. But which girl is in this state that she can't have either of the two? Zok de Gemara, I'll tell you what. Chalitza and Shem and Nashru. We're afraid that maybe the hair fell off. We checked her. There's no stasaris. We can't let her do chalitza, but she might be a ktana. We can't let her do miyun, but she might have gotten two hairs, because Rav says a regular girl gets two hairs on her 12th birthday. It might have fallen off. That doesn't undo her godless. She had two hairs. So we can't let her do miyun. We're afraid it fell off. What? Again, we don't know what happened. She might have had Stasaris. She might have had Stasaris. Can't let her do Chalitza. We don't know that she had Stasaris. But we would assume that, but she would check her. She doesn't have Stasaris. It creates doubt. But at the same time, we can't be sure she didn't have Stasaris because Robert told us a 12-year-old girl developed Stasaris. So it's possible she had them and it fell off. Can't treat her like a Tana. We can't treat her like a Gdala. This is a machlokes. It's a man yomer that says we worry about hairs falling off. But there's a man yomer that says don't worry about hairs falling off. They don't fall off enough that you should have to worry about it. So why can't you do me in? We checked her. She has no hair. And this man yomer says don't worry about it. The papa says don't worry about whether the hairs fell off. Rapapi, I'm a chayshishin. And Rapapi says, do worry about it. So according to Rapapi, who says, don't worry about the hairs falling off, we're back to the question. Why did Rabbi say no mian? Because she doesn't have hair, so then she's a ktana, do mian. She does have hair, let her do chalitza. If you don't check her, Rabbi told us, well, you don't check a girl, you don't have to worry about it. She has no hair. So we're still stuck with Rabbi's statement. He said, no chalitza, no mian. First question was, Rabbi said every girl 12 gets hair. Terry says, we checked her. She's the minority. So she doesn't have chalit. So let her do mian. Answer is, she might have fallen, it might have fallen off. But Rabbi Papa said, we don't worry about such things. So we're back to the question of going to Rabbi Papa. Zok Rashi. No Rashi yet. No Rashi. And for the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is going to say something that doesn't make much sense, but the Gemara will recognize that right immediately. Hani milin inya chalitza. Aba inya milin chaytishin. When the Papa said, don't worry, maybe it fell off, he's talking about chalitza. By chalitza, don't worry whether it fell off. If she has no hair, she has no hair. And she can't do chalitza. But by mian, you can't let her do mian, because maybe it did fall off. Even Rav Papa agrees that we worry it fell off. He's just saying, vis-a-vis chalitza, don't worry that it fell off. Don't let her do chalitza. She never had hair. She might have had hair, and it fell off. Don't even bother with that when it's chalitza. But by mian, it might have fallen off, so you can't let her do mian. That's what Gemara is answering. The Rav Papa and Rav Papa are arguing by chalitza, is it a suffix or not? The Rabbah is saying for chalitza, you sure didn't have hair. For Miyan, she might have had hair. You have to be machmer. And Rabbah is saying for chalitza also, you have to think she might have had shtei saris. Now, the problem with this answer is, so what would Rapapi do? He's worried about she might have had shtei saris. Is he sure she had shtei saris? So what, it doesn't make it, so what are they arguing about? Rapapi says, when it comes to chalitza, assume she never had hair. No chalitza. And Rapapi is saying, maybe she did have hair. So she still can't do chalitza. We're not sure. You're answering me that they're arguing about chalitza. What are they arguing about? If the machloikis is vis-a-vis chalitza, and Rapapi is saying she for sure didn't have hair, and Rapapi is saying maybe she did, but maybe she didn't, so we can't let her do chalitza anyway. So what are they arguing about? If that's all the machloikis is, so there's no machloikis. Rapapi says, 100% she didn't have hair. We checked her, don't worry yourself off. Rapapi says, maybe she did, and maybe she didn't. So what difference does it make? We're not going to let her do chalitza anyway. So this time, if the machloikis was from Miyun, I can understand it. Rapapi is saying, let her do Miyun. And Rapapi is saying, don't let her do Miyun. She might have had two hairs. That would be a practical machloikis. But you're answering me now, no. Everybody agrees for Miyun, we worry about there was hair. It's only for chalitza. There's no machloikis then. And they're both saying different ways of saying the same thing. Rapapi is saying, there was never hair, no chalitza. Rapapi is saying, maybe there was hair, maybe there wasn't hair. So there's also no chalitza. Frankly, Gemara, Mechval, demand Amr Chayshis in Chaletzis. Would Rapapi say she gets Chalitza? Vachayshis Shemao Mechamar. All he said was, maybe she had hair. He didn't say for sure she had hair. How can we let her have Chalitza? And for the Gemara. And this is the final version of Rabbah. And that is, we don't rely on Chazaka de Rabbah that a woman gets hair at the birthday for anything biblical. We only rely on it for rabbinic things. We didn't check this girl. She's 12 years old, and we didn't check her. Zakt Rava, you can't give chalitza. Rava said that every girl at 12 gets hair, not for biblical things. But we can't let her do miyun, because Rava's dead for that, we assume she got hair. So the answer to Rava's apparent contradiction is, a 12-year-old girl that we don't check. Rava says, probably she got hair for anything rabbinic. Assume she got hair for anything rabbinic. But for biblical things, don't rely on it. Therefore, can she do chalitza? No. She might not have hair. Can she do mir? No. She might have hair. In fact, she probably has hair. That's what Chazaka de Rava says. Which is the way, Miyun is a drabana. The whole marriage is a drabana. So we rely that she has hair on their first whole birthday. So she can't do Miyun. This is what happens today. Any bar mitzvah boy, by girls it makes no nafkamina really. But by girl boys it makes a nafkamina. Any guy that turns 13, counts for minyan, can get an aliyah, can daven for the yamid, can lane. Because they're all drabana. And Rabbanon, we say, Rabbi told us that a 13-year-old boy has new hair the minute after tzeis. The minute after tzeis. It becomes a mitzvah Tuesday night. Tuesday night, a tzeis of Chachamim has hair. That's what Rabbi told us.
Why don't we
have a tzeis?
Why don't we check?
Because in Rabbanon, Rabbi said you don't have to bother. Chazaka de Rava. But when it comes to anything biblical, like I pointed out earlier in the week, laning Parsha Zachar, or Kedushin, or Kiddush Friday night, according to some Rishonim, you can't rely on a 13-year-old boy. I'm sorry, I can't hear what you said.
It seems a little far-fetched that the moment he turns 13, he grows two hairs.
That's what Rava told you. That's why it's called Chazaka de Rava. Because I wouldn't have said it, but Rava told you.
Do a study.
No study.
Boys, the moment they see, and
do no study. If Rava tells me, there's no study.
It's not going to pass an IRB anywhere.
Again, you know, my sheet is Chazal or Chazal, and that's where I leave it at. Rava tells me that's what happens. Rava tells me that's what happens. You know, I pointed this out a few times already. Nature is controlled by Chazal. Nature doesn't control Chazal. Right? We pointed it out by Vesta Chaydish. We pointed it out by Psulim at 3. All those cases. that the Gemara tells you that Chazal, by doing Kiddush HaKadosh, controls nature. So I have no reason in any way to doubt Rava, who tells me, Chazak the Rava, that you can rely on it. We pass it that way. When the Bar Mitzvah boy gets up to Daven Ma'ariv and says, Baruch Hu, if a cotton would get up, you wouldn't answer him. But you do answer him. Why do you answer him? He's still a cotton for all you know. The answer is, Chazak the Rava. We all rely on it all the time. We live that way.
The Rava shows that the girl becomes an adult at 12.
Again, for all rabbinic things.
In other words, if she claims that she never had Stay Sarah, and she's 12 plus a week.
If she doesn't have Stay Sarah, she's not a Gdaila.
How can we prove that she didn't pull it out or cut it off?
We didn't. We can't.
I'm asking if that's
because
also like
12 for the I'm trying to figure out what you're asking. A girl turned 12. So Rava, for all rabbinic things, assumes she has Stay Sarah. That's all he said. And for biblical things, don't make any assumptions. So what do you want to know?
I wonder if she can claim that she's still a katana.
For what purpose?
To be reminded after she's 12 years old.
No, she can't. Rashi will address that. Rashi will address that. Yes, doctor.
I assume that means that cotton can't daven Mara for a minha Mara, so she doesn't have to flog.
That's a Magen Avraham in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. It talks about cotton that becomes by mitzvah Friday night, whether he can make early kiddush. Because if he waits to say there's a Magen Avraham that talks about it at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, see Magen Avraham and everybody else that talks about that Magen Avraham.
I remember Bar Mitzvah.
Okay.
The real question I have is I'm missing something here. According to Rav Papian, she can't do Minyan because she might have had hair. She can't do Halitza because she might not come in. Why not have her do Minyan and do Halitza?
So that's what I was trying to tell you before. We're talking about two different girls.
Okay.
We're talking about a girl, rabbinic, whose question is, can she do me in?
No, I heard you say that pretty much Friday. But the way that was being discussed sounded very much like...
Yeah, but it's not. It's two different girls.
She would seem to
okay, I, you're right. I just didn't want to repeat myself 8 times.
Okay.
Okay, Dr. Gemara. And for the Gemara. Emily, I love the Leibatka. We didn't check this girl. Well, in your Chalitza, Chashinat. And when it comes to Chalitza, we say maybe she didn't have Stay Sarah. If he come a rabbi chazaka, lemiyun, avul chalitza by bedika. Let's do Rashi. We got a lot of Rashi to do. Hani mili the inyan, middle of the narrow lines. Hani mili the inyan. There's a bach there. Hani mili the inyan chalitza. The e ashkel lemichla tlaachas man ubedaknu v'lay ashkechan. This is the Gemara de Habimina. For Chalitza, then we are worried, we are not worried that the hair fell out. That if she comes, we check her, and we don't find Stai Tzaris. We don't say maybe she's a Gdaila B'tachlites, and she should do Chalitza. Shashimanim Nasru, that the Simanim fell out. We don't say that. For sure she's a Ktana. And if he lives with her now, it's biblical. So here Rashi just introduced something. If Tanita got married rabbinically, in order to turn it into a biblical marriage, he lives with her one time. When he lives with her one time past the age of 12, he's made her into a Gdaila. So here is a woman that got married out by her mother. She turned 12. Her husband lived with her. We say it might be biblical now because she might have had Stay Sarah. Right? And they fell off. This isn't the Havmina de Gemara. And now he's married to her biblically. How could you say she should get chalitza according to her papi? All he said was, we're worried. It's only a chumra. How can you let her get chalitza? Here comes the answer. We don't let her do mian when we didn't check her. We say, we assume, once she reached her age, she sure has hair. She doesn't need a bedika, she needs a get. We're machmer. We say she probably got hair, and we require now a get from her husband. It might be a biblical get, it might be a rabbinic get, but it'll be a get. We don't know. Because now it comes the question of biblical marriage, right? Don't let her do mian, because we assume she got two hairs. Now her husband lived with her. If she had two hairs, it's biblical. If she didn't have two hairs, it's still rabbinic. Okay, so let her give him a get. A get can work for either of the two.
Correct. Any beer that she had before does not count.
It can't, how can it count? She can't have her own kedusha, and her father didn't marry her off.
When is it too late to do mian?
Let's learn Rashi. Let's finish the Rashis, and you'll be very enlightened. Ulinyan chalitza chashina gershina. Klaimer. Ulinyan chalitza b'shamachi eina chaletas. The chashina shemen lo yevia simonim. Ah, you the kasha lo chomer rabbi chazalka yevia simonim. Didn't rabbi say for sure got simonim? Loi kasha. Ki omer rabbi chazalka lemiyun. Rabbi only meant for rabbinic things. The loi mimanis mistama. Assumed she got two hairs for miyun. Aval chalitza boi bedika. For chalitza, she needs bedika. We're not finished yet. In a few lines, we will answer your question. Back to the Gemara. Amar Abdimi Minarda. Hilchasa Chashinon Shemen Ashru. Meaning, here is a girl, turned 12. We checked her, and she has no Stesaris. Can we say she's a Ketana? Here is a girl, turned 12. Rabbi told us, for all rabbinic things, she's a Gdaila. That's the assumption. We checked her. She has no hair. Did she do mian? Dr. Abdimi, no. We're afraid it fell off. We passed in Chayshinan. Dr. Achi, Chayshin Shemin Nasu, the Megia, the Klaushin Ezeha, right? And if she reached the age of 12, Ubat Kabla Yashkahu, still Leimim Ananas. Zok de Gemara. V'hani mili, when is this true? Heche de kotche b'tayach z'man, ubo l'achar z'man. It's talking about, they did kedushin when she was a ketana. Tayach z'man means during her time of being a ketana. Rashi. We're going to do Rashi along with the Gemara. The kotche tayach z'man, yisayma midas ima v'achia l'daita. Her mother and her brother, with her acquiescence, married her off. Keyword in Rashi. For a brother and mother to marry her off, she has to agree. Ubal Akharzman, the Gemara says, then the husband lived with her after she turned 12. The Sveke, Nikasveke Deisha, the Gemara says. Why? The Bishaz Be'ila, the Lachazman, when he lived with her after she turned 12, Shema Hevia. Maybe she had Stesaris. V'havilabiyazu kedushin gemurin. This has now completed a biblical kedushin. The Agadla. V'shuvah in the yaita b'miyan. She can't go out b'miyan. Avo, back to the Gemara. Mi kara. But let's say he didn't live with her. Right? Right. So we're not dealing with a biblical question. Right? We're not biblical with a biblical question. Mi kara before he lived with her. No, Mikara means before he lived with her. Rashi. Avo Mikara. The Mechi Avra Shaita the Taiti Shrei Veloibal. The year of 12 passed and he didn't live with her. Like Hashina Shemin Nasru, we don't say maybe it fell off. The Allah have about Kedushin Gemurim. There's no biblical question. He never married her. The Amaisik Tana Klum. What happened is a young girl didn't mean anything. Elam can't keep a little bit of Kedushin. So then if we check and we don't find hairs, it's a rabbinic question. And for the rabbinic question, we say, she can do mian. Avalavia, vadai simonim. Avagav the Kedushin, kamori lahavi Kedushin. Now, so Rashi has a problem. We'll get to the problem in a minute. So Rashi's saying, here's a 12-year-old girl. Her husband did not live with her yet. Which is what counts. And now we check her, she has no simanim. She has no simanim, let her do mian. Let her do mian. because she's a Ktana. I, Rava said they bring. We checked her. She doesn't bring. We're not afraid that it fell off. We passed that we're not afraid that she fell off for Drabonans. We checked her. She has no hair. So even though Rava told us girls who develop hair, this one is an exception. What?
We say that she never had them.
We say she never had it.
Me until 12 and a half?
Me until 12. Now, I'm going to get there. This is still rabbinic. Me and it's for rabbinic marriage. Me
and to walk out.
Yeah. So even though now she's 12, she never had a relationship with her husband. So it never turned biblical. And we know she didn't have hair. We checked her. So she can still walk out. No reason not to. We're not afraid she had it or fell off. It's rabbinic. By rabbinic, we're not afraid. However, here comes the new thing. What if she brought, let's say a girl turned 12 and got hair, but her husband never lived with her yet. She's still rabbinically married. Can she walk out? Again, here's this girl got married at 9, at 10, at 11. She turned 12, and she didn't get any hair yet. We checked her, no hair, she can do mia. We checked her, she has hair, but her husband never lived with her yet. It's still a rabbinic marriage. Why can't she walk out?
Did he live with her at
11? That doesn't count. He lived with her at 9 also. The answer is, Rabbanan came along and said, no gdailah can do mia. Period. We take away the rabbinic right of Mian the minute she becomes a Gedaila, even though it's rabbinic. We said she can walk out, we stop that walk out when she becomes a Gedaila, even though it's still a rabbinic marriage. If he never lives with her ever again, it'll remain a rabbinic marriage for the rest of her life. But because she developed Simanim, we remove the right for the girl walking out. Dr. Rashi, I will avi avadi Simanim. Avagav the kedusha kamoy lahav a kedusha nela midrabanan. Loi titnu rabanan miyum begdayla. They did not allow miyum begdayla. Why? Because then we have to get involved. What?
Second wide line.
Avul aviyah vade simanim. If this girl bought simanim, avagav the kedusha kamoy lahav a kedusha. Even though the first kedusha was not a kedusha nela midrabanan. Loi titnu rabanan miyum begdayla. The rabanan were not mesakim miyum begdayla. Because we're afraid if we let a Gdaila do Mian, even if her husband lives with her, she's going to do Mian. It's hard for her to figure out. It's hard for us to know what really happened. She says, he never lived with me. Now, he have HSS, the Bishop of Allah, Mishra Gadla, Mikachala, then she's an HSS. So to review the Halakha, here is the Halakha Lamaisa that Rabbi says according to the Maskana de Gemara. A girl that turns 12, for all rabbinic things, we assume she had simanim. We don't let her do mian anymore, even if the husband didn't live with her. Because once she turns 12, we took away mian. Once she had shteis aris, and we assume she had shteis aris. Rabbi told us, assume that every girl that turns 12 has shteis aris. For all rabbinic things, mian is rabbinic. We assume she has shteis aris, no more mian. Ah, he never lived with her? Doesn't make a difference. Rabbanan say Gdaila can't do Mian. Now, if he lived with her, we're dealing with a biblical thing. So now, we can't rely she had Shteis Aris. Can't be sure. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. We can't let Chalitza. We can't let Chalitza because, if he died now, because maybe it was biblical, maybe he wasn't. And Chazaka the Rabbi doesn't help us. And we can't even check her because we're afraid it fell off. Wait till you get Shteis Aris. But she's going to have to prove her Shteis Aris.
Are you allowed to delay the Chalitza until she becomes a
Gedaila? Yeah, you can delay the Chalitza. She's 44. Nobody said there's no Eitza. The question is there an immediate Eitza? Now, what happens if a girl turns 12, right? For everything biblical, no Chazaka d'Rava. And checking doesn't help for biblical things, because we're afraid maybe it fell off. Checking helps for rabbinic. Checking does not help for biblical. So Rabbi says two things. Number one is that the assumption she got two hairs only works for rabbinic, not for biblical. And for rabbinic, if you check her and she doesn't have two hairs, assume she's in Tana. And for biblical, A, don't assume she has two hairs. And even if you check her, if she doesn't, maybe she did. So for biblical, we're very machmer. And for rabbinic, we're very mekel. That's what Rava says. And this is the chazaka, the Rava, that we rely on in halacha. The question is, we rely, what is chazaka, the Rava, based on? It's based on the fact that Rava told us this is what happens an overwhelming majority of time. But we have a rule that we don't rely on Rav if we can check it out. So that's the kasha they deal with. Why don't we have to be Mavarer? The answer basically is, we don't check for Simanim, but we don't have to. And since Rav tells us, you don't have to, we rely on that for Rabbanans. But for the right say, Nukhanami, we want to check it out. The problem is, you can't check it out anyway because it might have fallen off. So you're really stuck. You have to wait for someone to really be there. Not negeyas now. 12-year-old girls aren't getting married. And therefore, it's not negeyas. Very little. It's not negeyas by girls. It would be negeyas by Kiddush Friday night, where it might be a biblical chiv. Besides for that, what is a negeyas girl? By boys, it's negeyas. Shabbat Zohar, Kiddush Friday night, maybe. That's it. Also very little negeyas. There are very few girls, boys 13 aren't doing kedushin. It's not happening. So this is where it's almost not negeyas this. For everything that we deal with on a regular basis, they're all rabbinic. All rabbinic. So therefore, by mitzvah invitation can go out. One doesn't have to worry about whether the kid got shtei tzaris. We can assume chazaka the rabba, he has shtei tzaris. He's bar mitzvah, he can have his party, he can get his presents, he can do whatever he wants. Not a gay, but drives, yes.
Question for Matzah's mitzvah.
For what?
Matzah's mitzvah.
Matzah's mitzvah. The Shema by Matzah. Correct. It would be a gay if a 12-year-old girl went to a matzah factory and made matzah, is her Lishma good enough? Depends if Ibn Agabov works, if Ibn Agabov doesn't work. That would become more complicated.
But that doesn't allow until the person has facial hair.
Yeah? Didn't know that.
What?
Impossible. She has no husband. Chalitza is for a widow. Oh, yeah, he would have to prove Shtei Tzaris. Probably we would do like Rabbi Shutt said, wait till he develops facial hair.
What did
he
ask before she's 12?
For the husband?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen today.
Back then?
Yes.
Is she an almona?
Yes. And she can do miyun for zika. That's the Gemara Yiva. She can walk out now.
She's doing a rabbinical.
She doesn't get anything. She walks out.
She's doing miyun on her
bind to her brother-in-law. Correct. Gemara says, Mema'enes l'zikasa. Come on, Yvonne, but I didn't make it up.
She's rabbinically.
She's a rabbinic Yvonne, which she can end with one word. I'm out. Yes, doctor.
Number one, remember where I come from. People still get married in their adolescence, back in the woods, in the Ozarks. I knew someone who was married at 14 and divorced at 16.
I don't know, Yustini said she got married at 6. We had you last week, Yustini. Antoninus' granddaughter claimed she got married at 6. And lamented that she missed 3 years of marriage.
That actually was common. Royalty would be married, but not sexually active.
She claimed she was. Okay, we're not going to get involved in that now.
That was not an unusual. This girl who was married off by her brother's mother never had any relations from the time she was, 11 and onward.
I'd say 12 and onward, yeah.
Okay, I know, I said just 6. Does her husband have an obligation once she is guttled to? Does she have an obligation to give him her fines? I mean, all the various obligations of marriage. even though she's rabbinically married, she has all the full obligations.
As a machloikis, a mesechta, chivamach, abriyaz, and Rabbi Shua, to what degree does a rabbinic marriage work as far as all obligations are concerned? The machloikis in the Mishnah, we pass them to be sure, and all obligations exist. That's the machloikis of the answer to be sure in the Mishnah in Yavamas. What Daphne Subas, Rabbi Schutz, is the Gemara about how a girl walks me in, she says, any chuppets by, she goes and walk, gets off the carriage, the whole Gemara with the Amid Aleph, what? Daphne Subas? I think it's in Subas.
Where?
Like, isn't it in Subas? That says that she was Makaba Kadusha Miyachar is considered a Mian. What's considered a Mian? What's not considered a Mian? Makaba
Kadusha
Miyachar
is mentioned.
I thought it was in Subas.
What was the other case?
She was riding to the wedding. She was on her way to the wedding and then she. No, I'll look it up later. What? It's an Amid Aleph on top. A whole series of cases there. I think it's in Sufis. Again, I don't argue with Rabbi Schutz, that's my minig, but I think this one is in Sufis.
That's in the college position of Acher, but the others, that's
the whole series there of cases. Okay. Fine. Stop here, everybody. Have a wonderful day.